This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
1, 2, 3, go!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sports Schools Podcast brought to you by Spur. It's the final episode of the month, which means it becomes a quiz show. We've got the game board ready to go. This trophy is up for grabs, so let's meet our contestants. It's Super Sports Schools Netball Queen, Olwetu Zondo. It's quiz regular, Xiaomi Mabuba. And the master of the social media post-match interview, it's Coach Cooks. Contestants, welcome to the Super Sports Schools Podcast. It's the May quiz. We've had all of you on before. In fact, all of you have won a quiz before, so it's exciting to have some familiar faces. How are we feeling?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see. I'm just a wait and see type of energy today.
Yeah. I'm in an awkward position because I've lost to both of them. I don't know how to feel.
Very confident, Alex.
Oh.
Very, very confident. Oh. Like I said to you off air, I've got colors for two things at school, rugby and quiz. I was on the quiz team. This is up my alley. So I am feeling, I've been in Xiaomi before. I've got no issues with Xiaomi whatsoever. Ollie is, I don't know. What a quiz game is like.
Yeah,
I'm only concerned about Ollie. Jenny's not an issue. She's a non-factor.
I think we should stop the show and just have a whole show talking about how you got colours for rugby, which is not surprising. Got that Curry Cup cap, so rugby's not surprising. But quiz. Mm,
quiz.
Those are two very different things.
I think we need a fact checker.
And people think because I'm they think I'm academic. No, I just know general things. I don't know.
No, we didn't assume that.
Let's hope you know some... Fjordan, starting early, let's hope you know some general things today, specifically to do with sport. It's the May quiz, which means we're asking you questions about things that have happened in May, and then there are also some other questions thrown in there as well to do with school sport and sports in general. How the game works, as you guys know, there is a game board. On the board, there are four categories: general, super sports schools, rugby, and South Africa. Each category has five questions. The harder the question, the more points it's worth. When it's your turn, you'll pick a category and a question to play for. Get it right, you get the points. Get it wrong, it stays on the board. And if you get it right, then it's done. No one else can take that question. Whether you get it right or wrong, it will then be the next player's turn, unless you want to use your power-up. Use it or lose it. You can only do it once, whether it works in your favor or not. How that power-up works is if you get the question wrong, you can say, Alex, I want to use it or lose it. Then you can answer again and try a different answer. If you get it right, you get the points. If you get it wrong, however many points the question is worth, is deducted from your score. So that's the only way you can lose points.
Make sure that you don't
I haven't learned my lesson, but how could I have? Yeah.
Everybody happy with the rules? Ready to play then? We're going to kick off with Cooks.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I don't want to be a hero too early on. I want to go general for 200.
General for 200. Okay. Which country will host this year's Rugby World Cup?
England.
That's correct. The Women's Rugby World Cup will be in England.
You know what?
For 200 points. And something I didn't mention at the start is that we play 8 rounds. Whoever has the most points at the end of the 8 rounds wins. We haven't had a tie at the top. So I'll tell you what happens if that happens. Xiaomi.
Okay. Let's do Mzansi for 100.
Okay.
What's mistake?
South Africa for 100. Have you guys been watching any of the World Relay Championships?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good.
yes.
Which member of South Africa's 4x100-meter World Relay Champs gold-winning team hails from Kuro Hazeldine?
Bayanda Walaza.
Yes.
Come on now.
100 points. Safe. Take it, Xiaomi. 100 points. Good start. All right, do you guys all watch that race?
Yeah.
Definitely.
And can we talk about Akani's 100 meters at the end?
Oh, man, that was special.
His finish was crazy.
He's unbelievable. Yeah.
to start as far back as he was.
Yeah,
and then just pull him
but
in.
But he says he likes the chase, so apparently that's why.
He runs that chase so well. He did it at the Olympics as well. Yeah. Picked up silver, so flip. It was amazing. And Bayando Olaza, who was in our class of 24, to be now just doing what he's doing. There's something special happening at Kira Hazeldine with the athletics, clearly.
Yeah, definitely.
But that gets you 100 points, Shami.
Yeah.
And let's do schools 100.
Okay, Supersport Schools for 100. What is the name of the Supersport Schools website that publishes articles across school sports?
Schools Plus?
Yep.
Well done.
Yep.
Ooh, out of
Supersport Schools Plus has articles about cricket, rugby, football, netball, hockey, athletics, all sorts.
Yeah.
And we've got a team across the country who write for that. So, 100 points. At the end of round one, it's Cooks with 200, and then Chummy and Olwetu with 100.
We're on the board.
Starting nice.
You know?
Getting points on the board. We've had varying tactics in this game where players come out and they just go for the 500 straight away, or they try and build up points and go for the 300, but you guys are keeping it nice and easy.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. Cooks, we come back to you.
I'll go rugby 300.
Okay. Rugby for 300. Before this year's loss to Paul Khim, in which year did Grey College's first 15 last lose at home?
2017.
What the actual?
Why?
No, you know what? Why? That entire column is just for Cookie.
What?
There's no, there's
not fair. Like, top of the
corner. You know what I'm saying?
Look, my fault, rugby happens in May. It happens in May.
See, at the time that rugby is happening, my focus is elsewhere.
If you watched rugby on 2006, you know what I'm saying? You'd have known.
But my
Shots fired. Okay.
I think we're cycling through the sports. We've had a hockey section. This week it's rugby. Next week maybe netball. Not next week, next month. But 300 points, Cooks. That is correct. Shami, we come to you.
Okay, Mzansi 200.
South Africa for 200. Kaizer Chiefs won the Nedbank Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the score?
So, Alex, this is very personal because I'm an Orlando Pirates fan. So, with lots of tears in my eyes, the score was 2-1.
That's correct.
2-1. It was 2-1. It was 2-1. It was just 2-1.
That's there. 200 points, Shami. Well done. I'll wait till we come to you.
Let's do general 400.
Ooh. General for 400.
No, please be nice
to
me.
No, you've got this, girl.
Who is the current captain of Banyana Banyana?
I don't like football. You're looking at you. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I know the old captain, but damn.
So what are we going to say?
Take a chance. On who? On someone.
I don't even draw like a single player. I don't know any of them. No ways. That is such bad luck.
Oh, shame. Okay, guess something us.
Forfeit it. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, she's not even going to try. Which means at the end of round two, Cooks, 500. Chummy, 300. Owetu, 100.
Now she's coming. He's coming for us.
Jamie's tipped up again.
How?
No, he said he doesn't see me.
I see him. No,
you don't see me now.
Ollie.
No, speak to you.
Recognize.
Thank you.
Ollie, you're
not there. Oh, wow. No, I'm still warming up.
Please. There's so many categories to go. Come on. Let's play.
Oh, and it's my turn again.
Yes.
All right. I want to go Super Sports Schools 300.
Super Sports Schools for 300. Which school won the under-18 Wilderklaver netball competition?
Ooh. You know this competition.
Yes.
Pochum?
Yep, that's correct.
Oh,
300 Cooks. Points. See, there are netball questions.
Cooks is taking
them. Only
him.
Things I only watch the rugby section of the Sports Schools app. I watch all sports on all sports on a Saturday. Come on now.
Mm. I think you just went off rankings.
I was at that final, standing on the side of the court. It was Paul versus Paul. It was so intense.
It was such an intense game.
It was close until the very end.
Yeah.
There was talk of what happens if it's a draw in a knockout, and they were talking about then I think it was going to be then you had to win by two. So it was, yeah.
It was very, very close.
It was going to be interesting. But then they managed to win in normal time. It still was very close. Chummy.
Mzansi seems to like me today, so let's go.
Sticking to the formula.
Mzansi 400.
You're waving the flag. Mzansi for 400. You said you were watching the World Relay Champs.
Yes, so bring it on.
Name a member of South Africa's World Relay Champs bronze winning women's 4x400 meter team.
Name and surname, or can I give you a surname?
Name and surname, but yeah, just one of the...
But I can't do... Okay, name and surname. Van der Walt, what's her name? I can give you all their surnames, literally. Kutsia, what's her name?
You.
Alex, you're not being nice. I can give you all their surnames, literally.
Yeah, that's not enough.
What's Van der Walt's name? What is her name? Or Kutsia Charney? Could it be? No? Oh, you actually hate me for this. You hate.
So why are you learning all their surnames? Why don't you just learn their names?
Well, it's because we're on the little...
They're on their...
But on the main thing, they also got the... I'm just saying, we just got that one step further.
Get the name.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it an obvious name?
Jeepers.
Did you say Tiffany?
I can't help you.
We're going to need an answer either way, shall we?
Palesa? No? Malo?
Is that an answer?
Wait, Van der Walt, I don't know what her name. No, what was it?
All right, we need something.
Charney Van der Walt.
No, it's not. No, I'm not even going to say if it's close or not, but I've sort of messed that up, so maybe that helps you. But no.
No, I didn't catch anything.
Okay, you two. No. Ollie.
Let's do two.
Super Sport Schools for 200. Which brand makes sure our crew and presenters are kitted out each week on location?
Under Armour
is correct, and we've started getting our new kits, which has been quite exciting. Cooks is wearing his new jersey.
Oh, nice.
So that's a nice 200 points for your way too. And the scores. Cooks, 800. Chami and Alwaytu, 300.
What? This is not
exactly how it's still happening.
I'm not smiling. I can't believe it. I'm so upset.
What do we call him? Coach Cooks?
Okay.
I don't think it's possible for your eyes to have rolled.
They have rolled more.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Cooks, we come back to you.
I need to pull away even further, so I'm going to go rugby 500.
Mm-mm. Rugby for 500. Brock Harris has retired from professional rugby. When considering all the teams he has played for professionally, how many professional matches has he played in?
Oh. Yeah. Nazo?
413?
Nope.
Oh. If you were, yes. I would have given it up. I would have given you the trophy.
So the reason why it is even a question, because you might think, well, how on earth can you know that, is because it was said in commentary during the match. And it's been published in articles, so the number's out there. I didn't go and just figure it out for this. The number is out there. Chummy.
You still in Zanzi?
I'm somewhat broken. Okay. Let's do Mzansi 500.
South Africa for 500. Caleb Levitin recently became South Africa's 10th and youngest ever international master for chess. How old in years is he?
14.
500 points.
Yes!
What?
Wow.
And why do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm happy again.
That's
it's a niche.
So not only is he only the 10th South African to reach international master level, he is 14 years old.
And he was 10 days. 14 and 10 days when he won. Yes. 14 years and 10 days.
This is You know too much.
Yeah.
Okay, it makes up for not knowing that lady's name. Come on, Mattia.
All right, that does wonderful things to the scores.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Oh, this is taking.
I'm not okay.
I was just taking.
Let's do schools 400.
Super sports schools for 400. Which school won the under 18 Vildekava football?
What is that?
Come on.
But what is that?
Like, seriously, what am I going to do with that?
It's football. Loves you.
I know. It's me. Football.
Football's name. What is going on?
Don't know.
JP?
No.
No.
Like, just wait for something.
Threw one out there, but
not even like a football
flag.
So we've come to the end of round four. Cooks and Chummy, 800 points away to 300 points. Having experienced this quiz a couple times, now this is our fifth one. It's anybody's game.
It literally is anybody's game.
But you know what now is time for?
Use it or lose it.
No, a quick break for you to think about what your strategy is trying to do next. And we're going to take a quick trip to Spur Steak Ranches. We'll see you in a bit.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. Spurs got the breakfast you're looking for. Cheese griller breakfast, got it. Avo toast, got that too. Carb conscious option, you bet. We have 15 delicious breakfasts for you to choose from till 11 every morning. Like our unreal breakfast with 2 rashers of crispy back bacon, 2 large eggs, golden chips, grilled tomato, toast and jam for just $56.90. T's and C's apply. Spur, people with a taste for life. Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
Welcome back to the Super Sports Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. I hope you enjoyed the break and our contestants have been thinking about where they're going to go next. As it stands, Cooks and Chummy, 800 points away to 300 points. And like I said just before the break, in my experience of the game, it's very close. That's all to play for.
Anybody's
as we come
game.
To Cooks.
It really is.
I'm going to stick to what I know. Rugby 400.
Rugby for 400. It's a bit of a wordy one. The Varsity Cup's all-time leading point scorer, Ntokozo Makaza, is the only person to have scored more than 100 points in a season. But how many times has he achieved this?
3 times.
That's correct.
Yes.
What?
That's
correct.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Great. So
it's huge for Cooksy.
He did it this year as well. So the stat being spoken about this whole season was that he's the first person to score more than 100 points in 2 seasons, but he's done it all 3 seasons he's played in.
And now also part of the alignment camp, first time from the VC.
And he hasn't played any pro rugby and he's already part of the Springbok training camp. He has been signed for the Cheetahs but hasn't played for them yet.
What a story.
Yeah, it's incredible. I need to put my old school UCT jersey on. Chummy.
General 500.
General for 500.
Yes.
Footballs are made up of pentagons and hexagons. How many pentagons are there?
You.
What?
This is such a
ball.
Yeah, I know.
This is such an Ellings wide question.
And the thing is, I'm
not you counting.
She's counting. You can count without getting up. I don't mind.
Do you know what a pentagon is? Sorry.
Pentagon has 5 sides.
Yes.
So how many of the 5 sides are there?
Yes. How many of the 5-sided shapes are there on the ball?
But you said it's made up of pentagons
and hexagons. Well, yes, there's 6 sided shapes there as well.
Hexagon is 6.
Ah, gotcha. Alex, if I'm looking at this ball and there's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What are you going to say?
9?
No.
Sure.
No.
That is a tricky question.
That's a fantastic question.
No, it's a boring one. You could have asked anything.
Oh, it's so good. But I didn't ask that. And the people at home will definitely know. some football fans will be screaming.
My little brother. There,
this many hexagons, this many pentagons.
It's so ridiculous. I don't know what's intentional.
The isoquadrahedron, whatever the shape is technically, I don't know. Okay, let's come to you. Oh, wait, too.
South Africa, 300, please.
Okay, South Africa for 300. Which 17-year-old recently set a new under-20 400-meter record of 45.02 seconds? South African under-20 400-meter record.
Kokomor. Leonard Kokomor.
Yep.
Well done.
Yep.
We got a little song.
You're back. Scoring. He was also part of the 4x400 the men's gold-winning team the World Relay Champs. Yeah. So another incredible time we have. He was 17 when he set the under-20 record. He has just turned 18, like literally in the last week, yes. So that's something else that happened in May.
It's the first name.
Points update. Cooks, 1,200. Chummy, 800. Olwetu, 600.
Well, here comes Ollie.
Yeah, yes, he comes.
Stop.
And we have three rounds to play. Cooks.
Alex, I want to revisit the Rugby 500. I want to go back there.
Okay. So Brock Harris has retired from professional rugby. When considering all the teams he has played for, how many professional matches has he played in?
453.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope.
I've seen the number. I've heard the number. Just,
It's there. His subconscious is trying to tell.
But when do clues come in?
There are no clues.
And when does leniency come in?
There's no leniency.
What kind of a game is this?
I need a full name of that one you're thinking
about. You're killing me because I can't remember what her full name is, but I can tell you the whole team.
Wait, what name did you give initially?
I think Charnay.
Maybe that's close.
Yeah,
wait. Is it Charnay?
You have to go for the question.
But it's Charnay Kutsi or is it Charnay van der Waal? Now, I don't
know. There are other questions.
Okay, no, let's not do that. I'm not ready. I feel like it is Charnay. I don't know. Okay, you know what? But I don't know if it's Charnay Kutsi or Charnay van der Waal. Now, that's my problem. Which one is Charnay? Anyways, let's just go for it, whatever.
Okay, so you're going for South Africa 400?
400 years.
Name a member of South Africa's World Relay Champs bronze-winning women's 4x400-meter team.
Sine van der Waal.
This is tricky now because I don't know if this is just how you pronounce the name or if you're just pronouncing it wrong. So I have to decide if I'm going to give it to you.
Wait, how did you say it? Say it again.
Sine.
Can you spell it?
What?
Can you tell me what letter it starts with?
An S.
No.
No.
C-H-A-N-E.
No, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. There's no way. There's no way.
I think that's... No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Sorry.
What is wrong with you people?
Oh, it's in.
Yeah. Let's try 100 for general. Let me...
General 100, what does WWE stand for?
This is a joke. Okay. Wrestling is in there somewhere.
Oh, what about it?
Stop. Does everyone know this? Everyone's looking at me like...
We've got some people screaming at me, I think.
Probably. Oh, no, guys. I wasn't allowed to watch this as a child. So I don't know.
So I stopped watching it.
There's a tough childhood.
I missed out, clearly.
It was good.
Okay, we're going to get the answer.
That's all I got is the wrestling part.
Okay, that is not enough. And no one gets any points from that round. So the score is still 1,200 Cooks, 800 Chummy, 600 Olwetu. And we come around to the start again.
General 100, please.
General for 100. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
That's correct.
Cheers.
Yeah, I knew World Wrestling. I was like,
the E was dumping me.
We don't have steals in this game, but that's
he basically stole.
As you can get. Well, that's, he only got 100 points. So, Shabby, if we said 100 here.
No, but you hate me with that 400 points. So
I mean, you were guessing your pentagons and...
No, that's also a horrible question.
Shabby, where are we going?
Let's do 200 rugby, imagine.
Rugby for 200?
Forced to do, yes.
Which South African has been selected as a referee at the Women's Rugby World Cup this year?
Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me?
Who I think is literally, her face is behind me. No, it is sometimes on our wall here, but she's not here at the moment.
It's the lady that probably refed also in the World Cup.
That we've had on the show many times. Had a rugby
have we not established that I'm not good at names by now? Have we not established that I can draw these people, but I can't tell you the name?
A long one.
Coach Cooks.
Okay, that's wrong. Away to. Where are we going?
400, please.
Four? Which?
Four, Mzansi, yeah.
South Africa, 400. Name a member of South Africa's World Relay Champs bronze-winning women's 4x400-meter team.
Okay, I really don't know. Is there a Christy Cookamore?
No.
No, there is not. Might just have to double-check, but no.
Thank you, Hubei. What's her name?
So, as it stands, going into our final round now, Cooks 1,300, Chami 800, Owe to 600. So,
you can still.
If Cooks gets any points,
and then it's winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. But we do play the whole round, as you know.
And so, should I go for style points? I'm a competitor at heart. No. I came here to win. I would like to go rugby 200.
Mm.
Rugby for 200. Which South African has been selected as a referee at the Women's Rugby World Cup this year?
Amy Bertheron.
That's correct. Amy Bertheron will be a referee.
But there's a whole category for rugby.
Like, that's what I said.
A category for cricket.
There was categories for cricket in summer.
Yes, yes.
But like,
yeah.
The whole year.
It's May. And it's May. It's
things that happened in May.
Yes, yes, yes.
So maybe next month there'll be some questions about the World Test Championship. Mm. Not saying there isn't any actually on here, but you just maybe haven't found them. Okay, yeah, it's up to you, Chami.
Have we opened General 300?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm opening.
Okay, well, that's quite incredible. General for 300, who will South Africa play in the World Test Championship final?
Oh, that's not well.
Australia.
That is not well.
How did you do that?
That is not
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I literally said, you haven't found it yet.
And then I went and found it. Crazy.
Oh, wait.
Everything left is awful. Okay, let's go for it. Schools, 500.
I just want to preface it by saying my face didn't mean that I think she will know.
Oh. No. He was just trying to... Okay.
No shouting at Andrew, she doesn't know. Thank
no.
you. Okay. Super Sport Schools for 500. At the recent Africa Junior Swimming Champs, both the top male and female performances came from Team SA. Name either of the swimmers.
Erin Gallagher?
No. That is a very good guess, though.
Oh, God. That's you a very good guess. Like you said,
thank you. Damn.
No. Right.
The show is great.
Before we get to the moment we all want to get to, let's quickly talk about some of the questions that were left on the board.
Starting with
General for 400, who's the current captain of Banyana Banyana. Anybody know this?
Caleb Sport?
No, it's a black lady.
It's a black girl, I just don't know.
Rufilo Johnny.
How do I not see that?
Would you I'm could pretty see sure.
It. I know exactly how she looks.
No, I'm not going to pretend like I was going to get that.
Footballs are made up of pentagons and hexagons. I asked you how many pentagons there are. Any guesses?
10? 11? 10? 12?
None of the above. There are 12.
12! I'm actually going to see it!
I was going in
place. There are 12. Because if you'd done that, you two would have tied. But yeah, 12. And there are 20 hexagons.
No.
Then what other questions did you not get? Which school won the under-18 Bullet Club of football competition? Virginia School. At the recent Africa Junior Swimming Champs, both the top male and female performances came from Team SA, name either Jessica Thompson and Adrian van Wyk.
Do you know them?
For rugby, nobody went for the 100. Name one of the South African sides that's progressed to the Vodacom URC quarterfinals, Bill Stormers or Sharks.
That would have been super easy.
And then Brock Harris, how many professional matches has he played? You said 413, you said 453. You got the numbers mixed up, 435.
Oh, I knew I was in the 400 regions.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
And then, before, name a member of South Africa's World Relay Champs bronze-winning women's 4x400-meter team.
Can I give you all their surnames? Because I know their surnames.
Yes. And then
Van der Waal. Okay. What's her name?
I will give you... Let's do Van der Waal last.
Okay. There's Kutsia.
Yes.
What's her name?
Miranda Charlene.
Oh, and then there's Nikki Hube. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Shirley, yeah.
And then there's Melopo Mo.
Precious.
I was saying Palais. Yeah. Precious. And Van der Waal.
Zanay. Van der
Waal. What?
Zanay.
Zanay. I was
saying Shirley. No, I know that. I completely forgot.
If it had started with a Z. Oh. But you were mixing, I think, the Charlene and...
I remember seeing an Emmy with a little thing. I'm like, what is it?
But Cooks has sat here quietly because he's waited for this moment. Olwetu, 600. Chummy, 1,100.
Okay.
Cooks, the trophy is yours by 400 points. 1,500. You are the winner.
Only 400.
It is. And let's just say, it's a Zanay that stood between.
Van der Waal, if you're watching this.
You know, Alex has been something to me. It's two quizzes now, another win, 100%. You know, Shami's has been 44 quizzes, won once. Lee's been 34 quizzes, won once. You know, I'll bring 100%. You know my struggles on rugby 2-on-6, so I needed this, and I can't wait to come back and defend this.
Okay, well there we go.
We're quite charitable. You're very lucky, but
that was quite unpleasant.
Why?
any words from the ladies?
Van der Waal is going to haunt me.
You congratulate me, please.
Because it's...
He doesn't get a lot of wins on rugby on 2-on-6, so he really pushes this to the max.
I mean, we were charitable, as we say, you know.
And we were good sportsmen. Like, we care for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, finish. Yeah. Don't ask for more.
He's still dreaming about the colors he had in high school. He hasn't achieved much since. So
he needed...
to give us
the colours work.
Yeah. I've been saying the last 15 years of my life, I'm not hearing.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and competing. And thank you for joining us for another episode of the Super Sports Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. At the end of the month, the Super Sports Schools podcast gets taken over and we do a quiz show. That's what we did today. Next month, we'll do another one. But for now, bye-bye.
This has been the Super Sports Schools podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.